Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Beitz Daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are 6 lines from the end of the page at Esivei Abaye. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, anonymous wife and children, also anonymously for Gemara Chassima Tov for all of Klal Yisrael, also by Mendy Weissman in memory of his father Joseph Weissman, Yosef Meir Ben Yaakov, whose yahrzeit is Vav Tishrei, and Nesham Shem and Aliyah. Also, the Ilei Nishmas Ari Fold, Hashem Yim Kom Domo, on his yard site today, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and also by Mikey and Tova Pearl, in honor of today's daf being given live from Chicago. And to that end, I'd like to thank the Brand family, Rabbi and Rebbetzin Brand, for being so gracious as allowing me to give the daf Yomi loud and clear from their house here in Chicago. So today we're going to discuss mostly Trumas HaMaisos. We left off yesterday discussing in the Mishnah discussed delivering matanos to a Kohen on Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel had this comment where they distinguished between Truma on the one hand, where you can't do the Harama on Yom Tov, and maybe therefore you can't do the delivery on Yom Tov, and matanos, where you can separate them on Yom Tov. You could do the Harama on Yom Tov, the matanos of the Zrol Chayayim and Keva. So we're going to discuss, is that assumption true, that you can't do Haramas Truma on Yom Tov? Is there maybe a situation where maybe you can do Haramas Truma on Yom Tov? So that's going to be the first discussion. Then the Gemara is going to get into, from there, we're going to go into comparing grain and beans and tiltan as far as when they become tevel. And then we're going to talk about what happens if a Levi takes Maaser Rishon before the Chiyuv of Truma ever sets in, so the Truma Gedola was never taken. That's going to lead us into a discussion, are you ever allowed to take Trumas Maaser Ba'omed? We know Truma Gedola, there's no exact precise shear. What about Trumas Maaser? Is there an exact precise shear for Trumas Maaser? Then the Gemara is going to talk about when does a Levi have to give, is there ever a situation that a Levi has to give Truma Gedola from his Maaser Rishon? We know you got to give Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon. Does he ever have to give Truma Gedola from his Maaser Rishon as well? And then we're going to define Gemar Malacha as far as Maisros is concerned and how that relates to Hilchos Shabbos in some way or another. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss what constitutes a Shinoi for being Molel Melilos and for being Menafeach. We'll discuss what those things mean. So let's begin 6 lines from the bottom of the page. Esvei Abai. So the last thing we learned was that someone once had bundles of mustard, and they asked Rava Bar of Chanan, can they remove the stalks on Yom Tov in order to get the mustard seeds out and then eat from it on Yom Tov? Meaning, do we consider that like Shechita and Bishul, which you're allowed to do on Yom Tov for the sake of Ochel Nefesh? Or no, maybe since that could have been done on Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. It's considered, it's a Toldah of Disha and it's Aser. So we said Rava Bar Rav Chanan didn't know the answer, so they brought the Shaila to Rava. And Rava said, Malulin Melilos and Mefarchim Kitnios be Yom Tov. You're allowed to do Disha Kila Achar Yad. As long as you do it in an unusual way, then it's going to be Mutter on Yom Tov. So even on Shabbos, the whole Isser would only be Midrabanus. On Yom Tov, there's no Gzeira whatsoever. Say, Esvei Abaye, Abaye challenges Rava from a Braisa, Hamalim Melilos Mer of Shabbos, Lemachar Minafeach, that if a person rubbed the grains on Erev Shabbos, so the next day on Shabbos itself, he can remove the Ochel from the Psolas by blowing on it, Miyad Liyad, not necessarily blowing with his mouth, but by shifting it from one hand to the other, so the shells fall away, and he's left only with the Ochel, V'Ochel, and then he's allowed to eat it. But Avalo, Bekanon, Velo, Betamchoy, but he's not allowed to use a specialized instrument that helps in this process. Hamol Melilos Merev Yom Tov, a person rubbed the grain to separate the shell from the kernel on Erev Yom Tov, L'machar, on Yom Tov itself, Menafeach al-Yad al-Yad, V'Ochel, Afilu Bekanon, V'Afilu Betamchoy. He's even allowed to use a Kanon and a Tamchoy, which are specialized Kalim, to aid in this process, Avalo Betavlo, L'Benof of L'Bekvara, but not in other types of kalim, meaning when you use those types of kalim, so the tavla, nafla, and kavra, what distinguishes them is they handle massive amounts of the grain at a time, and therefore it looks like you're preparing for the next day as well. You would you wouldn't use for just one meal's worth. You wouldn't use a tavla, nafla, or a kavre. You would use a knon or a tamchoy only if you wanted just for one meal's worth. But what do you see from here? May erev yom tov in. You're allowed to be molo melilos on erev yom tov to rub the grain between your fingers to separate them. You could do that in erev yom tov, but be yom tov lo, not on yom tov, because it didn't say hamolel be yom tov. It said hamol may erev yom tov. So says the gemara. No, that's not a kasha on Rava. Meaning the kasha is Rava had said when they asked him. Rava said no problem. You could be molo melilos on yom tov. But over here you see that no, only on erev yom tov. Says the gemara. Nah, filu tema be yom tov. The brisa might even mean that you're allowed to do it on yom tov. But I tana reisha mayor of Shabbos tana seifa nami mayor of yom tov. Since the reisha spoke about mayor of Shabbos, so the seifa speaks about mayor of yom tov. Because obviously you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So that's why we said erev Shabbos. And now the gemara gets to the point why we brought this whole discussion being molel melilos, and that is that we're going to have a problem with our mishnah. Because if you're allowed to be molel melilos on yom tov im kei matzinu truma shezakei baramasa, we're going to have a case where you could actually do the hafrashas truma on yom tov. Because on yom tov, when the shibalim did not have a digun yet, so they're not chayiv in truma. So if you're molel them on yom tov to eat them, they become chayiv in truma on yom tov. Utnan, and our mishnah said that Beis Hillel commented that lo mamartim truma sheinu zakei baramasa, that it's a given that you can't be mafresh truma on yom tov. So says the gemara. Now everyone holds you allowed to be molel melilos on yom tov. Lo kasha harabi harabi yosef rabbi yehuda. When we said that that there's such an example of truma shezakei baramasa on yom tov, that's only according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, there's truma in the melilos, and according to Rebbe, we do in fact find truma that you can be mafresh on yom tov. But ha, our mishnah that said that there's no, where Beis Hillel commented that there's no way you could do aramas truma on yom tov, that's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no chiv truma on the melilos, that just being molel does not generate a chiv truma. So there is no example of truma shezakei baramasa on yom tov. D'tanya, because where do we find such a machlok between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? The Braisa tells us, hichna shibalin, if you bring in grains with their stalk, with their shell, to the house, lasus man isa, in order to do the threshing and to draw out the kernels and to gather them together in order to prepare a dough, ochel mehen arai upatur, you can eat from them in achilas arai, and you're patur from truma, because so long as you didn't do the disha of the grain, to remove the kash, to remove and to pile it up and smooth out the pile, it's not called the gemar melacha, and it's not yet chayiv in truma. But lemolin bimelilos, if you bring them in to rub the grains and to eat just a little bit at a time, so then you have a machlokes. Rebbe mechayiv, Rebbe says it becomes chayiv in truma, and therefore you're not even allowed to eat an achilas arai. It's tevel. Before something is tevel, you can eat an achilas arai, just not an achilas keva. Once it's already become tevel, you're not even allowed to have an achilas arai until you're mafresh truma. So bringing up a shibalin is the gemar melacha, and therefore it becomes chayiv in truma. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda potev. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that it's potter. He learns from the pasuk degoncha that without miruach, without smoothing out a pile, it does not become chayiv in truma. And since you're never going to make a goren out of this, you're never going to actually process it the way you normally would process grain. It's potter from truma entirely. So the gemara now challenges Rava, who said that you're allowed to do melila on yom tov. How can you say that our mishnah is dafka going like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Well, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, nami mishkachsa. I'll tell you that even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, I'll come up with a case where you can do a ramas truma on yom tov. Kigon shehichna shibalin. Let's say you bring in the stalks to the house in order to do a disha and a miruach lasus me'anisa in order to make a dough. V'nimlach alein, and then you change your mind and you decide not to do the disha and the miruach. Rather, you're going to put them away l'molulam b'yom tov in order to just eat them, snack on them by rubbing the grain and munching on it on yom tov. In such a case, even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would agree to tavlo b'yome, that on the day that you change your mind to be molel, they're considered to be tevel, and you're not allowed to eat from them until you mafresh the truma, because since you brought them in for the sake of disha and miruach, so then the concept of trumas and maestros attached itself to them as soon as it has a miruach, and when you changed your mind to be molel them instead, bringing them into the house became the gemar melacha, and it becomes chayiv in truma. So you see, according to everybody, according to all the tanaim, there is a way that zakai bar ramasa, that you can even be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. Ella my truma, rov truma. So says where you're right. When Beis Hillel took it as a given that you can't be zakai bar ramasa, that you can't be mafresh truma on Yom Tov, it means for the most part, there's no afresh truma on Yom Tov. You can come up with some crazy case here and there where you can even be mafresh truma on Yom Tov, but rov truma, you can't be mafresh on Yom Tov. So now the Gemara discusses this machlokas, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi. So Amar Rabbi machlokas b'shibalin. The whole machlokas, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi, is only in stalks of grain that you brought them in for melilos, where that's where Rabbi Yosef patters because they're omid l'disha, and therefore the goren, the Gemara melacha, is only with the miruach and not by just being molel. Aval b'kitnios tivrei akol asurai satavla. But when it comes to beans, everyone holds that if you bring them in piles into the house when they're all tied together, that makes them tevel as far as truma is concerned, because many people will not crush all of them at the same time. They'll always do a little by little. So just bring them into the house when they're together, when they're bundled together. That is the goren, and that therefore makes them chayiv in truma, even according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. So kitnius is different than grain. So lema misayele says, I'll bring you a riot from the Mishnah. Mishayilo chavile tiltan. The Mishnah says if a person has chavilim of certain type of bean of tiltan, which also you put a little bit of it at a time in a pot, you wouldn't prepare a lot of it at a time, shel tevel, and it's tevel, hareza kotech v'chashiv kamazer yeshbem, you can do the threshing of it, you can crush it and cheshbin out how much of the seed there is and how much of the hard shell of it there has, how much of the eitz of it there is, that's patur from truma, umafresh al zer veinu mafresh al eitz, and just be mafresh truma corresponding to the zera part of the tiltan and not to the eitz part of the tiltan, even though tiltan happens to be one of those things like an esrog that's tam eitzo upirio shava. Nevertheless, the chamer only mechayvin truma semaisos on the zera, on the pri, and not on the eitz. So my love, this mishnah that says the tiltan is chayvin truma while it's still in chavilos, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudai, that's assuming like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudai, damar asom lo tavla hakla tavla, that says by the shibolim of grain it's not tevel and not chayvin trumos, but over here by the kitnis apparently it is tevel. So it's a raya to what Abaye said, that even Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudai is going to be moda when it comes to kitnis, that when you bring them into the house when they're tied together in bundles, that's enough to make them tevel. Says Gemara, lo, nah, Rabbi he. The Mishnah is assuming like Rabbi that even shibolim of dagon are chayiv and truma. E Rabbi he, my iri atiltan afilu shibolim nami. Well, wait a second. If it's going like Rabbi, what's the chiddush? Rabbi holds the same is true by grain. You don't need to give an example of tiltan to say that you're going to be chayiv elamai. So what do you want to say instead? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, lashmin and sharmin a kitnis for kol shkein tiltan. You'd have the same kashan rosh and Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, just like you're asking, why would Rabbi give the example of tiltan? You'd have to ask, why would Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda give the example of tiltan? Because Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the same would apply to other kitnis as well. Ella tiltan and strichle. Now, whether it's Rabbi or Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, tiltan has a unique chiddush because salkadayt chamina holotam eitzo piriyashav lifrasham ya eitzo kamash malan. I might have thought that tiltan is unique, that since the tam, the taste of its eitz and its pri are the same, they should be mafresh not only on the eitz, you have to be not only on the pri, you have to be mafresh shuma on the eitz as well, and that's the primary chiddush. The primary chiddush is not about when it's a gemar melacha and it's chayv and truma and when it becomes tevel. That's not what the chiddush is about. The chiddush is about how much you have to cheshbon the truma for. Is the truma only corresponding to the pre, or does the truma correspond to the eitz as well? So now the Gemara says ikada amri. Some say the sheet of Abaye differently. That Amar Abaye machlokas b'shibalim. That the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda is only by shibalim. That's where Rabbi says yuchayev, because a lot of people bring them in for just snacking on from lilos. Avol b'kitnis tivrakol asarais lo tavla. But when it comes to kitnis, everyone holds bringing them in tied and bundled together will not make them chayev in truma, because b'derech klal, when you bring them into the house, you plan on doing a full miruach, full processing of the beans. So meisve, so the Gemara challenges, mishayilo chavili tilton shel tevel, areza kotish v'mechashiv kamazer yeshben, the same Mishnah we quoted before. You have these bundles of tilton, of tevel, you crush them and cheshbin out how much zera there is and how much eitz there is, u'mafresh al zera v'enu mafresh al eitz, and you're only mafresh corresponding to the zera, and you're not mafresh corresponding to the eitz of the tilton. My love tevel tavel shel truma, isn't the Mishnah talking about to absolute tevel, that you were not mafresh anything from it, and you see that it becomes tevel for the sake of truma. So you see that it's shaykh that you can, that tevel, there could be tevel with kidneys that you brought in bundles even before you did a miruach. So that's a kasha on Abaye, who holds that none of the tanaim hold that there could be tevel on bundles of kidneys. Says Gemara, no, we're not talking about tevel in the classical sense, that when something becomes tevel, that you're chayiv to be mafresh truma gedola. Tevel shel trumas meiser. We're talking about where a Levi goes to Yisrael who has these bundles, and he takes his meiser rishon before the chayiv truma was ever chal. And now that the Levi has taken the meiser rishon from it, the Levi has to give trumas meiser to a kohen. Ukit Rabbi Avraham Rav Shimon Lakish. Damer Rav Avraham Rav Shimon Lakish. Meiser rishon shek dimo b'shibalin. If the Levi goes and he jumps the line ahead of the kohen and he takes his meiser rishon while it's still in its stalks, before the kohen could have taken in the Truma Gedola, before there was ever Miruach, before it ever became Chayiv in Truma Gedola, Shmo Tovlo the Trumas Meiser. Just by the fact that it is now called Meiser Rishon, that makes it Tevel as far as Trumas Meiser. That means the Levi now is a Chayiv to give Trumas Meiser from it. So ask the Gemara, I understand very well if we're talking about regular Tevel, that's Chayiv in Truma, because maybe bringing it in the bundles is enough to make it Tevel. So I understand why you have to crush it and separate the shells from it, because Midah Raisa, it would have a chiyuv truma only after the digun. So the rabbanon, when they were mesakin truma, they were mesakin ke'en da'oraisa. But if we're talking about a levi that jumped the line and took the meiser rishon first, and that's why it became chayiv in truma's meiser. Kodesh Lamali. Why does the Mishnah have to mention that you crush the grain, that you have to make a dagan out of it, that you have to prepare it? Why can't the Levi say to the Kohen that he's giving the Trumas Meiser to, look, I got totally raw, unprocessed stuff as my Meiser Rishon, so when I give you my Trumas Meiser, it will be totally raw and unprocessed. Meaning, if that's really the case, that we're talking about what the Levi is going to give to a Kohen, why can't he give it to the Kohen as he received it? So Rava Knasa, Rava says very simple, the Levi shouldn't have done what he had done. He went and he took it before it was ready, before Truma Gedola was taken, so we're making a knas on the Levi. You got an unprocessed, unfinished product. You cannot deliver such a thing to a Kohen. You're going to give the Trumas Meiser to a Kohen. You need to process it first. You need to finish it first. And the Gemara brings a raya, Tani Namiachi. Ben Levi shnosnol shibalim b'mas rosav. If a Ben Levi got the stalks in his, as part of his Meiser Rishon, he cannot give that as Trumas Meiser as is. Oso son goran. He has to prepare the grain properly in order to give Trumas Meiser. What does that mean? Anavim, if the Levi received grapes, also son Yayin. He needs to do the winemaking before he delivers it to a Kohen for the Trumas Meiser. Zesim, if he received olives, also son Shemen, umafreshalein Trumas Meiser. He has to make oil out of it and only then be mafresh the Trumas Meiser for Nosan the Kohen and give it to a Kohen. And the reason is, Shekshem Shetruma Gedola, in the Tel Asel Mina Gorin and Mina Yakev, just like the Truma Gedola, it only becomes Chayiv in Truma Gedola once the wine is already made from the grapes, once the oil is already made from the olives, kach trumas meiser, and tell us in the garment of Yaakov. So too, when the Levi's giving his trumas meiser to a Kohen, it also has to be from garment and Yaakov once it's already fully processed. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's take a step back and ask another question on this mahalich that we explained, that the Mishnah is talking about tevel that's tevel for trumas meiser, meaning not real tevel where you're ready to take truma gedola, but where the Levi had jumped the line and had taken trumas meiser before any of the processing of the grain had happened. If we're talking about real tevel, where you would need to be mafresh truma gedola, I understand why the Mishnah would say mechashev. Mechashev means that you estimate. You estimate how much you're going to give. Because when it comes to truma gedola, there's no precise amount. Afilu chita achas, I think we mentioned yesterday. Afilu chita achas, poteres es kalakri. Even one stalk of grain will pater everything when it comes to truma gedola. But trumas meiser does have a precise amount. So if we're talking about what the Levi is going to give to the Kohen, the word mechashev seems out of place. Mechashev hamedida ba'i. You should have to measure precisely 1/10 of your meiser rishon has to go as trumas meiser to the Kohen. You can't just be mechashev. You can't just come up with an estimate. So hamani Abba Elazar ben Gimelhi. So it must be that we're assuming like the shita of Abba Elazar ben Gimel. Some in the Toldos Yaakov, he has a girsa ben Gamliel, because I guess that would be a more common name among Tanaim. But this is the shita of Abba Elazar ben Gimel. Gimel or Ben Gamliel. Titania Abelazar Ben Gimel Omer v'nechshav lechem trumaschem b'shtei trumos akasim medaber. The term trumaschem is lashon rabim, implies there are multiple types of truma where nechshav lechem. What does that mean? Achas truma gadol v'achas trumas meiser. That we're talking about two types of truma. Truma gadol that goes directly to the kohen from the balabas, and trumas meiser which goes from the levi to the kohen. K'shem shu truma gadol nitalas ba'omer. Just like you're allowed to estimate the amount of truma gadol, you don't have to give a precise shear of truma gadola. We recommend that you give 1/50th if you're for an average amount. You want to be more generous, 1/40th, less generous, 1/60th, but you don't have to give precise numbers. And also truma gadola, you don't have to actually be mafreshit bedibur. You could just look with your eyes and decide in your mind that the grain that's over there, that's on that side of the kri, that's going to be truma, and then you could eat from the other side of the kri. So kach truma smaiser, so those same halachos apply to trumas meiser. And he tells us, Bo'omer b'machshava, Abelazar ben Gimel holds that you could do the same with trumas meiser, that you could just estimate, and you could just, with your eyes, just look at one side, okay, that's going to be my trumas meiser, and the rest won't. So that's why we said that the mechashiv, that you could even be mechashiv, even though we're talking about trumas meiser. So gufa, Amar Rabbi Yavah, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, meiser rishon shekdimo b'shibalin, if meiser rishon is taken, while it's still in its stalks, before there was ever a chiv of trumas meisros, shmo tovlo. We had said that just by making that meiser rishon, by the levi jumping the line and taking his meiser rishon at this early stage in the process, it makes it tovlo l'trumas meiser. It makes it that meiser rishon is now chayiv in trumas meiser. You have to give some to a kohen. My taima amarava hol v'yasal shem meiser, because since it has a shem meiser on it, and the Torah says va'arosim imenu trumas Hashem meiser minna meiser, the mechayiv of giving trumas meiser is when you have meiser. So if you how do you have meiser over here? Because you took it. So you took it even before it was ever chayiv. It has a shame meiser. So now that was a mechayiv in giving trumas meiser. So now the Gemara says another din about meiser that you take too early. Amar Rav Shimon Malakish meiser rishon shekdimo b'shibalin, if the levi gets his meiser rishon before the truma was ever given to the kohen, and it's the grain is still in its stalks, pater mi truma gadola. That which the levi took, he doesn't have to give truma gadola on. See, normally, let's say 2% is going to be given from truma gadola. So if you have 100 units of grain, 2% is going to go, two of those units are going to go to truma gadola. Then 1/10 of the 98 that's remaining will go to the levi. So 9.8 will go to the levi. But if the levi took 1/10 off the top, it means 10 is going to the levi, not 9.8. And if now you can give truma gadola, you're giving truma gadola only of the 90 that remain. So the Kohen's losing out. He's not getting a full 2 units. So maybe the Levi should have to give proportionally, should have to give 2% of what he took as Meiser Rishon back to Truma Gedola for the Kohen, in addition to the 10% that he's going to give Trumas Meisros. So he said, no, it's Pater from Truma Gedola. Why? Shenemar, Variosim men Trumas Hashem, Meiser mina Meiser. Meiser mina Meiser, Marti Lechav, Lo Truma Gedola, Trumas Meiser mina Meiser. That you don't have to give both Truma Gedola and also Trumas Meiser from the Meiser. So you only have to give Trumas Meiser from Meiser Rishon. You don't have to give Truma Gedola from Meiser Rishon. What if the levi jumped the gun, but not as much? He took the Meiser before the Truma when it was already in a pile, so and it was already Chayiv in Truma, and the levi just jumped the line, but it was already Tevel, it was already Chayiv in Truma. Should we say even then the levi doesn't have to make up the lost Truma Gedola to the Kohen, and that he doesn't have to give the Kohen the Truma Gedola? So Amalei, Alecha Makra, Mikol Matnal Sechem Terimus Kol Trumas Hashem. No, that's why the Pasuk says, you always have to give Truma Gedola. For that case, for a case where it was already Chayiv in Truma Gedola, when the Levi took his Meiser Rishon, so then the Levi does have to make up the Truma Gedola that he cost by jumping the line. Says Maru Mari Isa, how do you know? You know, you have two Pasukim. One Pasuk that indicates that a Levi never has to give Truma Gedola from his Meiser Rishon. Another Pasuk that indicates that a Levi does have to give Truma Gedola from his Meiser. How do you know which is which? How do you know in which case he does and in which case he doesn't? Says Mar, Hai Idgan v'Hai Lo Idgan. That when it already became Chayiv in Truma Gedola, because you already had a full processing of the grain, so then you can't undo that Chiyuv by jumping the line. So then the Levi is going to have to give the Meiser, the Truma Gedola. But when it never became Chayiv in Truma Gedola in the first place, then the Levi, by jumping the line and by taking the Truma's Meiser before there was ever even a Chiyuv of Truma Gedola, the Levi will will have avoided that chiyuv of truma gedola. So now the Gemara brings another din as far as stalks and unprocessed grain is concerned, as far as meiser is concerned, as far as Shabbos is concerned. So not hasam. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Meiser, hamekalif sa'orin, if a person peels barley from the stalk to eat it raw, mekalif achas achas va'ochel, you could peel one piece of barley at a time and eat it, and it's part of a meiseros because it's nachilas harai, and it's nachayv and meiser before it's been processed. Vim kalaf v'naslan tochiyadu chayv, but if you peel multiple pieces at a time and you gather them together in your hand, you pile them in your hand, that's already nachilas keva, and that's going to be chayv and meiser. So Amar Rav Elazar v'chein l'shabbos, and the same is true as far as Shabbos is concerned. What does that mean? If you peel one piece at a time and you eat it just one at a time, that's not considered the malacha of dash, the malacha of mefarek. It's mutter to do that on Shabbos. But if you do it multiple pieces and you pile them together in your hand, you're chayv mishum mefarek, which is a toldah of dash. So says Mara Eini, is how can you say that on Shabbos you're chayv when you don't eat them one at a time? V'arav mekalfele debitu kasi kasi, no less a person than Rav had Rebetzin Rav, I don't know if that's what they called it, Rav's wife used to peel sa'orim on Shabbos in large quantities and fill cups worth of it for him to eat on Shabbos. V'Rabbi Chiya mekalfele debitu kasi kasi, and Mrs. Rabbi Chiya also did the same thing for him. She prepared full cups of it at a time for him to eat on Shabbos. So how can you say that you're not allowed to do more than one little piece at a time? Ela I itmar, aseifa itmar. Now, if we want to say, Rabbi Elazar Shita, that Shabbos is similar to the halachos of Meiser in some way or another, it can't be the halacha we just said. It must be said in connection to the seifa of that Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Hamola melilu shalchitim, if a person separates the kernels of wheat from the stalk, and still the kernels and the klipos are mixed together. They're separate, but they're in the same pile. So you need to, I mean, they're no longer attached to each other because you were molel, you rubbed them off. You rubbed the stalks off of the shells off of the kernel, but they're still all together in the same pile. Minafeach al yad al yad. You can throw them between one end and the other in order that the shells should fall away, and you'll be left only with the kernels. Va'ochel, and you can eat it that way. You don't have to take but if you put it into your beged and you pile it together in your beged, then chayiv. Then that's already called an achilas keva and you're chayiv. Amar Blazer v'chein l'Shabbos. The same is true when you're molel melilos on erev Shabbos. On Shabbos you can be menafeach miyad liyad. You can take a little bit in your hand and move it around in order to get the kernels out. That's considered derech achila. That's not a violation of borer because it's considered derech achila. But if you pile it together, then it's you're going to be chayiv for borer on Shabbos. So mask Rabbi Bar Mamal v'reisha lemeiser in the Shabbos lo. So we said in the reisha where we spoke about peeling it. So for meiser, there's a chiluk that if you're kolev one at a time, then you're putter. But when you pile it together in your hand, you're going to be chayiv. But the Shabbos, we said there's no chiluk and it's mutter even if you do a lot at a time. That's why all these rebbitzins would prepare all these grains for their husbands by the cupful. Umika midi din Shabbos. But is it really such a possibility that for Shabbos it's not considered to be a real malacha, but for Meiser it's considered a gemar malacha in order to be chayiv in Shabbos and Meiseros? So Maskar of Sheshes Breid Ravidi Velo, why is that so difficult to imagine? Do we not find differences between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Meiser as far as the definition of gemar malacha? V'garnan l'Meiser, what's considered a goren, a complete processing of the grain? For Meiser, ditnan, ezu garnan l'Meiser, how do we define the processing when it comes to meiser? Hakishuin vadiluin mishayefaksu kishuin and diluin, melons and gourds. As soon as the perach that's on the top of the fruit falls off, where it would dry up and fall off on its own, that's the gemar vishalopiksu. And if before that happened, before it fell off, mishayamen arema. As soon as you make a pile of it, utznan amigabi betzalim mishayamen arema. When it comes to betzalim as well, with onions, when you make a pile of it, that's the gemar malacha, where it becomes chayv in shumas maestros. And what about for Shabbos? V'ugalbe Shabbos hamadas harema pater, that when you bring the betzalim into your house, the hamadas harema is not considered a malacha. So you see that there are things that when are considered a malacha for maestros purposes and a gemar malacha for maestros purposes and are not considered a malacha in hilcha Shabbos. Elamai yisach lemeimar malachs machshavas hasvatara hachnai malachs machshavas hasvatara, because Shabbos works with different. By Shabbos we're not only interested in malacha, we're interested in what is malachs machshavas. Shabbos means a ma'isa uman. It means something that's a more professional type of work. Ketzan molel. So we had said that you could be molel melilos on Yom Tov back in Yudbeis Amin Beis. So the Gemara says, how do you do melila on Yom Tov? How do you rub the grains on Yom Tov? Do you need to do some sort of shinoi? And what kind of shinoi would work? Abai Mishmed Rav Yosef Amar Chada Achada. You take one finger over another and you rub between your two fingers. That's enough of a shinoi. Rav Avi Mishmed Rav Yosef Amar Chada Atarti. Two fingers on one finger and you rub between the thumb and two other fingers, and that's enough of a shinoi. Rav Amar Kivin de Mishani Afilu Chada Akulunami. That since you're doing it with a shinoi and you're not doing it with your entire hand, you're only using your fingers, you could even have all four fingers going over the thumb and rubbing it that way, and that's also good enough of a shinoi. Ketzim Minafeach, how do you do the Minafeach with the shinoi, where you separate the shells by moving it, by throwing it around? Samravad Barava, Amrav Minafeach Mikishrei Etzpos of Elamayla, using only from your knuckles and higher up on your hand, meaning toward the tips of your fingers. So Machwa Lava Marav in Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at such a din. Kivin de Mishani, Afilu B'Kuli Adanami, since you're being Minafeach, just by throwing it from one hand to the other, you could use your palms also. You could use your entire hand. Elam Reblaz Minafeach B'Yado Achas B'Kol Kocho. No, if you want to do it with a shinoi, you have to use only one hand, but you can use Kol Kocho, even Kol Kocho is mutter, but you have to use only one hand, not both hands. And that's the way that a person would do Nifuach with a shinoi. Okay, we will stop there, Be'ez Hashem, back in North Windmere, tomorrow at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Yud Dalid Amud Aleph. Have a great day, everybody.
Good day. Thank you. Thank you.